There's an interesting Rambam in Hilchos Shluchim Shitvim. He writes it in. Let's say there are two barbers in the city, and two different parts of the city, and they're friendly with each other, and sometimes one of them does very well and the other guy doesn't do so well. Sometimes the other guy does very well. So they make up, they want to have a shutfis. We're going to split all of the money that we earn in the course of the year. So if I'll make $100,000 and you'll make $70,000, so we'll divide that extra $25,000. We'll divide 12 and a half for you, 12 and a half for me. We'll split everything. So the Rambam says that that's valid. So the question is, how can you be maknah dovah shelo bo li'olam? I don't have the money yet. I'm maknah to you half of the money that I'm going to earn. You're maknah to me half of the money that I'm going to earn. So the 75 connected to 75 is the same. So why should I give you half of the 75? But the 25 extra that one of them is going to earn, so he was maknah half of that to the other. How can he be maknah dovah shelo bo li'olam? So the answer is, the Gemara says, he can't be maknah. The Peres Dekel that didn't grow yet, the Peres Dekel of Shnas Tovshin Pei Dalet, that's a Dovah Shel Bal Yom. But if the Dekel exists already, the Dekel is a tree. If the Dekel exists, you can be Makne Dekel LePeresov. Dekel LePeresov, you own the tree, the Shutvis with me. I own the tree for 100 different purposes. You own the tree for one purpose, Aroy Ashbach of Shnas Tovshin Pei Dalet. So that's legitimate. That's a Gemara. In his own neshach, even though we paskan, you cannot make a kinyan on the davar shelo bo li'olam, but you can make a kinyan on the davar shelo bo li'olam with respect to the davar shelo bo li'olam. So just like the dekel belongs to me, and I can be makna the dekel to you lachatzoin, kinyan lachatzoin. So too, I own myself. And I can be makne, I own myself, and I can't be makne to you half of the salary, half of the money that I earned in the course of the year. I didn't get the money yet. That's a dovish lab, but I exist. I can be makne you myself with respect to my ability to earn money. That's a chiddush. No, we say in the davening, Hanusham Malach v'aguf shalach, the body belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The body doesn't belong to us. We're not the balabatim. To mutilate our body or to make tattoos on the body doesn't belong to us. So how come you have the ability to makne yourself to someone else? If you sell yourself as an eved ivri, that's a different thing. You're creating a new status of an eved ivri. But here, I'm not selling myself. The Gemara in Bitil learns that from Sukkim, ain't eved ivri noig ala bizman shay yovel noig. There ain't no eved ivri bizman hazeh, because there is no yovel. But this you can have. A person doesn't own his body, but he does own his body with respect to the ability to earn money. Everybody owns his body with respect to the ability to earn money. So let's say a person says, I aser my body. There are two kinds of a neder. That is an Isra Chepza. The Daf Yomi people are learning the Dorim. So on the first page, the first run in the Dorim, he explains that based on Gemara's Mishnah, two kinds of neder. Let's say, I have ice cream in the freezer. I can aser the ice cream on you. Or I can aser the ice cream in your freezer on myself. I can aser your ice cream on someone else. I'm not the bottom on the ice cream, I'm not the bottom on the person. But I can take a neder, I aser all ice cream in the world on myself. Because I'm a balam on myself, so that neder is binding. I can aser my ice cream on other people, I'm a balam on the ice cream. So here apparently, he can't say, I want to be magdish, my body. You don't own your body. But you can say, yikdushi yodai lima'asehem. I earn money by working with my hands. Whatever I do. I say, I own my body with respect to the ability to earn money. I can say, I'm magdish. The money that I'm going to earn is still a dovish labaliyonim. But my body belongs to me now. For all other intents and purposes, the body does not belong to me. But every person owns his body with respect to that he has the right to earn a living. And the money that he earns belongs to him. What kinyan did he make on it? He does not have to make a kinyan. That's, he owns his body with respect to the ability to earn money. So that's the shaila that we started this gemara. The gemara has this shaila by Ebed Kanaimi. Rashi writes one word that we're talking over here about Ebed Kanaimi. We're not talking about Ebed Iri. Rashi is on Daf Yud Beis Amin Aleph, the third line from the top. Well, Yochel Rav Loimel Ebed, I say me, Vein Izarach, Rashi says to talk about Ebed Kanaimi. Ebed Iri, there's no discussion. How does Rashi know? So we pointed out, that's the gemara in Bava Kama. The same discussion appears in Bava Kama. They tell you what daf it is. Bava Kama, I already forgot that Tzadi Zayin. I already forgot what daf it was. But one of those daf in Bava Kama here, the letter Gimel. Bava Kama pay Zayin in base. Bava Kama pay Zayin in base. The Gemara of the Perish. Ebed Ivri, there's no question. He can't say, I say me, they is I not, because it says, Kitov le'imach. Imach b'machal, imach b'mishneh. If you eat steaks every night for dinner, fancy steaks, you can't give the Ebed Ivri inferior quality supper. You can't give him milchix and you're going to eat flesh. Whatever kind of food you eat, you have to give to the Ebed Ivri. And that was the Gemara has an expression, akana Ebed Ivri, kakana odon liatzmo. Sometimes because you have an Ebed Ivri, Tosfos quotes this from Yerushalmi, you only have one pillow to sleep on. So if I'm going to sleep on the pillow and not give it to the Ebed Ivri, that's not fair. Imach b'maychal, imach b'mishneh. And I'm going to put away the pillow, gamli gamlach lo, yeah, I'm not going to use it, David, I'm not going to use it. So that's not right. So I have to give the one and only pillow that I have to give it to the Ebed Ivri. I can't use it. So I kind of Ebed Ivri l'atzmo. Sometimes in rare cases, we'll make it kind of odin l'atzmo. We'll have to give the pillow to the Ebed Ivri, and he won't, he'll be left with nothing. So there's no discussion regarding Ebed Ivri. For sure, you cannot say, I say me, Lein Ezer. No shayla is Ebed Kanaimi. What's the shayla by the Ebed Kanaimi? Is the odin b'chuyiv to support the Eved? Gemara says the Odin is not mechuyif to support the Eved. But the Loi Sitbik, if the Eved is old and is falling apart, then he doesn't have the ability. He still has an old man has the ability to earn $5 a week. $5 a week is not enough to pay for the food. So the Gemara said the Odin, if it's but Loi Sitbik, if the Eved Ivri, if the Eved Kanaimi is not able to earn enough money in the course of the week to pay for his meals, the Odin is not mechuyev. The Eved Kanaimi is chayv mitzvos ke'isha. The bottom Rashi says, Eved Kanaimi is chayv mitzvos ke'isha. So just like there's a mitzvah tzedakah to give to Jewish people, whether they're men or women, women are not mechuyev as many mitzvahs as men, but the Eved Kanaimi is mechuyev in the same mitzvahs as a woman. So there's a chiyuv to give tzedakah to the Eved Kanaimi also. But the chiyuv to give tzedakah to the Eved Kanaimi is not mutal more on the Odin than on other people. So that's what the Gemara has a shaila. What if the Eved Kanaimi is young and healthy and he can earn $1 million a year? So does the Odin have the right to say, Asei mi v'eini zaynach? I am entitled to all of your ma'ase yadayim. And you have to get food? I'm not mechuyev to give you food more than anybody else. I'll give my share to the JCC and go to the Jewish Community Center and they'll give you, they have meals for the people who can't afford. So I'll take away all of the money that you earn. I have an Eved Kanaimi and he's a top-notch lawyer. And he makes $1 million a year. I'll take away the whole $1 million and I'll eat meals at the JCC. Or do you say no? Not that I'm mechuyev to give meals to the Eved Kanaimi, not mechuyev. The Odin's right to Maisi Adayim of the Eved only begins past the point of Mizainus. Each person owns his body with respect to the ability to earn money, and a basic ownership on your body, I owe myself with respect to the ability to earn money to cover my food. So maybe the Odin's chus only begins after that point. The first amount of money that the Eved Kanaimi can earn doesn't belong to the Adon. It belongs to the Eved. And after the point of covering the amount, the expenses for the food that he needs on a daily level, then the Adon's bailus begins. So that's what the Gemara is discussing here. So that's the debate. the Gemara comes out, Tzamachlekes Amaroim. First thing Gemara says, maybe it's Tzamachlekes Hatana. Gemara says, not necessarily so. They quote Rav. They keep on saying, Rav holds, the Odun cannot say, Asay Mi Ve Nizok. Then on the base it says, Toshma, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. What's Toshma? So Rash Toshma, the Ika Amorach, the Palagale the Rav. That there's an Amora contemporary of Rav. Rabbi Rabbi Yechon was the first generation of Amram. They all learned by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So the Gemara says, Toshma, the Rabbi Yechon doesn't agree with Rav. Rav holds, the Odin has no right to say, say me, vein izaynach. So if the Odin is going to be Magdish, Maisi Yadayim of the Eved, how can he Magdish Adobish Labodam? He's Magdish the Eved. What does he say? Second line from the bottom of Yud Beis Amelal. Magdish Yidei Abdo. Means Magdish Eved Le Maisi Yadav. I own the Eved. I don't have the Maisi Yadayim yet. The money he's going to earn is going to be right now it's a Dovish Lebal Yod. A Magdish the Eved with respect to the money that he will earn. That's like Aroy Ashbach. If you own a field, so whatever grows on the field. Ara means Karka in Aramaic. Aroy Ashbach HaKarka Shali Hishbiach. If I own a tree and Paris grow on tree, I own a farm and Paris grow from the farm. So that's Haroi Ashbach HaKarka Shali Hishbiach. So if I own an Ebekleini owns money, earns money, even though it doesn't grow out from his hands, the apples grow on the tree. So it's like the tree, I have a little piece of rubber that's only 4 inches long. I stretch it, now it's 8 inches long. So the whole thing belongs to me. I stretched it out. Here it's not like rubber. I own the tree, whatever grows from the tree. The tree got bigger. So that's Haroi Ashbach. That's one kind of Haroi Ashbach. Then there's another Haroi Ashbach. I own real estate in Manhattan. I go away to Eretz Yisrael for a year. I come back. I see somebody built a whole hotel on the real estate. It didn't grow from the ground. It built a hotel. That's also Haroi Ashbach. The real estate value went up. That's Shvachah de Biyadayim. There's Shvachah de Mimel and there's Shvachah de Biyadayim. So I own my Eved Kanaini with respect to Maisa Yodav. To have the ability to be Magdish, I declare as Hegdish, the Eved, not the Eved, as Hegdish. I declare that Eved is Hegdish with respect to Maisa Yodav. Any money that he should earn should become Hegdish. So the Gemara wants to know, does everything become Hegdish? Or he's saying, no, the Hegdish only is Chal, only begins after the point that the Eved earned the first amount of money that the Eved earns that he needs to pay for his meal, the basic essentials, that doesn't belong to the Odin. That belongs to the Eved himself. That's what the Gemara says. It's not that everything belongs to the Odin, the Odin's Mechiv to supply him. No. The Gemara said the Hegdish is not Chal on the first amount. Hegdish is Chal on the rest. So that was a Machlekes. That's a Machlekes between Rav and Rav Yehoshua. Again, Rav holds the Odin has no right to say me ben Zorach, and Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. So let's see again on Amud Aleph how far did we go. I think we did the Ori Miklot. Called Kfura Bas Melech Pnima. I think we did, no, last week. So we're up to the next Gemara. Lemi Kitanoi. It's in the wide lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7th wide line. On Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the line begins with the words Pnima, Kamash Balon. Then it says, Lemi Kitanoi, should I say that this issue, whether the Odin of an Ebekneini has the right to say, Asay Mi Vein Izok, should I say that it's a Machlekes Hatanaim in the following Brisa? Abshibim Megamli Lema, Yochel Ha'Eved Loimo Lerabboi Bishnei Batzoris. It's a year of famine, there's hardly any food to go around. So the Eved says, O Parnaseini, either you give me food, or let me go free. If not going to give me food, I'm going to give you all the money that I earn, so I'm going to die from starvation. So let me be a free person and I'll be able to support myself. And the Chachamim say, no. The Eved has no claim against the Odin. Hoshus b'yad Rabbah. The Odin has the right to say, no, I'm going to take all the money that you earn and I'm not going to let you go free. My lab b'ho kamer v'ligi. The post Rishat, that's exactly what they're fighting about. Masavar, the second Tanya. The Chachamim Armin, the second Tanya says, Arshus biyad rabbi, the adon can say, you work your head off, and I take away all the money that you earn, and you'll go to the JCC, and you go hold your head out, and people will give you an adobus. I'm not mechuyev, and if Tanakhama, I love Halkam of Lay. Masav, the second Tanakh, the Chacham, the Mam, hold, Yocheloim, the same, even is a. Masav, the first Tanakh, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, any Yochel, that's what he says, me. I have the right to take the basic amount of money that I earn to buy food for myself. You have the right to take it away. So Gemara says they don't think that's correct. V'tizbara, is that the correct interpretation of the machloikis? So what does it say? O parneseni, o hotzieni, lecherus. Why is he demanding freedom? He should say, o parneseni, either you give me food, let me keep my own earnings. I have a job. I'm a lawyer at this firm. I belong to you. So I make $1 million a year. So you take away all the $1 million. No. Oh, partner saying, either you give me normal meals. But why does it say, why? Hi, oh, partner saying, I'm saying, lecherus. The Brisa doesn't make sense. Why did Tanakhama say, and the other Shaila, if that's machloikis, it should apply in a normal year also. Whether the Odin has the ability to say, Moses says, no, Elohim asking on, that's the wrong shot. The Odin has an arrangement with the Eved. The Eved has a job, and he earns money. He says, take the basic amount of money from your salary that you need, and give me the rest. However, in a year of famine, nobody needs any help from the lawyers. No one's suing anybody, so the lawyers are not making any money. So that's the machloikis satanam. Shimon Gamliel Sabah, the first time, it says, O parseni o tzien lecheris, why? I'm going to have to live off of charity. I don't own the melacha that I do. It chisels diamonds or something. No one's interested in buying diamonds during the Shnas Batzoris. They don't have enough food to go around. Or he's a lawyer. No one's suing anybody for Shnas Batzoris. They're going around, they're starving. So he's going to have to live off of charity. So ubishnei batzoris in years of famine loisipek is not going to be making enough money to live on. So Reb Shmuel Gamliel Sabar has a right to say hotzien lecheres keich dechazel yin shimirachman alai. People will not give charity to an eved. I the eved is chayv mitzvahs. That's it. If I'm still an eved, the people will not want to help me out. So the only way for me to get nedavus is if hotzien lecheres free me. And then I'll be like a Eved Meshuchar. It's the same as any other Jew. Then more people will give him charity. He'll be able to survive. Rabban and Tzari, and the Chacham say no. They think that's a machlekes in psychology. So the Rabban disagree with Shmuel Gamliel. They say, Man de Rachma b'nei Chori, Eved Nami Ruchumei Merachim. One who will give Rachmanis, who will give charity to the Bnei Chorin, will also give charity to the Avodim, because the Avodim is Chai Mitzvah's Keisha. He has a Kedushas Yisrael. So that's the Machlokes. Is it necessary or not? Bishnas Batzoris. But they don't argue on this issue, whether Yochel HaRav, Elohim HaLev, or same Yisrael. No, they both hold any Yochel HaLev. So let's see. Toshma, they're going to prove that Rav holds, you cannot. Because they're going to quote two different statements of Rav that seem to contradict each other. And the only way to answer the apparent contradictions is by assuming that Rav holds en o Rav Yochalai Masai Mivein Yizor. Do Amar Rav, HaMagdish Yidei Avdo, he can be Magdish the Maisi Yodayim, it's a Dovah Shel Bal Yom. So he's Magdish the Yodayim of the Eved with respect to Maisi Yodav. He owns the Eved, Kishor v'hamor, so he can be magdish the Eved with respect, just like he can sell. He can sell the tree with respect to the pears that are growth of Shin Pei Dalet. So he can be magdish and Eved with respect to the Maisei Adai. A magdish de avdo le Maisei Yodov also Eved love of Yochel Ose Uporeya. What should he do? He has to do something very complicated. has to borrow money from a third party and buy whatever he needs, food, clothing, whatever, and then he'll earn money later and he'll pay off. So why does he have to borrow money? Why doesn't he just earn money and use the basic amount of money that he earns? First couple of dollars, every week he earns a fortune of money. So the first couple of dollars he needs for food and clothing. So it would appear from Rav's statement that the Adon by Yavikain, the Adon does have the right to say like that. That he has to borrow money in advance. If he's not going to borrow money, he's just going to earn money. He has no right to take the first $10 every week or $50. He needs $50 for food and clothing and everything. He has no right to take that the basic amount. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Well, we're going to get to the second statement of the Rav. I was going to include Kempri. The only way to be Ashev, the two apparently contradictory statements of Rav, is by assuming that Ein Rav Yecholoyma. But first, the Gemara didn't know that there's a second statement. So they quoted first the first statement of Rav. So they say, Shmamina Yochel Rav Lomina Asayimi Ben. It sounds like Rav holds like that. Gemara says, no, not necessarily correct. Maybe we're talking about a case that the Yodan is giving him mizonos. So Gemara says, so what's the chiddush yochi? What's he borrowing money for? If the Yodan is, he's eating all the meals by the Yodan. The Yodan is having steak. If you have an Abedivri, you have to give the Abedivri steak every night. Whatever, Imcha b'Michael, Imcha b'Mishnah, Abedivri, you have to give him steak. You give him whatever, spaghetti, and you can give him milchiks all the time to save money. You have to give him a reasonably nutritious meal. So first, the Gemara thought, it would appear, Yochel Rabbi Lama, Asayimi Ben Yizayach, he says, has to borrow from someone else. The Gemara says, no, you can't derive that from a Rav statement. Maybe Hoch Maskinan, but Mal Lama says, he's giving him basic meals. So if the Yodan invites him to eat dinner with him, doesn't give him the same fancy meals that he and his wife eat, he's an Abiknaini, he gives him basic meals. So what does it say? He borrows money. For what purpose is he borrowing money? He wants to have the steak meals. So the Adon is not mechuyev to that money belongs to the Adon. It says, let him earn money. The Eved should be loive, the oichel. What's he gonna? He's loive and oichel steak every night. But also pareah. Then he's gonna earn a little money and he's gonna pay up the debts. How does he have a right to take the money to get steak instead of milchiks? They give him pizza every night. They give him food. They don't give him the fancy food that they're eating. He's not an Eved Ivri, but they're giving him basic food. So the Gemara says, if it's Marla Mezainas, we're talking about a case that Odin is giving him meals, not as fancy as his. Yochi, the my life every yoch, what's he borrowing for? The Gemara says, Lahadafa, he wants to have steak every night. So Frank the Gemara, so why does that make sense? The Odin is offering to give him pizza every night. But he wants to have steak. So therefore, he has a right to take away Adam was Magdish, all the Maisi Adam that are going to develop from the Eved. Magdish the Yod Yedeho Eved, the Maisi Yedehem. He can't be Magdish the Maisi Adam, it's a Dovish Labolim, it's Magdish the Eved with respect to Maisi Adam. He owns the Eved with respect to Maisi Adam. The Gemara says, so why does the Eved have a right to do that? The Adam is not Mechayiv to give him steak every night. The my loiva, why is he borrowing money from a third party and buying steak? The answer is lahadof. Why is he entitled? Why shouldn't Hekdish ask the Eved Kanaini? The whole time that you belong to the Adon gave you pizza for supper, the Eved gave you steak. What do you need steak every night? Eat the pizza. Why are you taking away from Hekdish? The Adon was Magdish all the Maisei Adayim. He has the right to be Magdish all the Maisei Adayim because he's giving him meals, but he's only giving him milk. He never gives him any fleshings. So that's legitimate. So why? Because the Adam was magdashit. So the Evan has the right to keep part of the money for himself in order to have steak every night. Why? But the Adam not mechayv to give him steak every night. Everything more? No. Hegdish gufa nichalekech delesh bechavde. No. The Hegdish will be happy. He'll be a happier. He'll be a happier Evan. In the end of the day, it'll be better. He's gonna do the work with more geschmack. If you're only gonna give him pizza every night, he's gonna be upset. He won't produce so much. If he'll be in a happier mood, it'll be good. That's what the Gemara says. Heg du shguf nichalech heg de leshbach avde. The Eved should get fatter and be healthier. Years ago, they used to consider fat people healthier. Now they think that fat people are less healthy. Okay. So they want the Eved to get fatter. The leshbach avde. Then the Gemara says, then what does the Eved do over here? The Eved is loyvav yochel, he borrows money from others, and instead of getting milk at supper, he gets steak for supper. And Hegdish will be happy about that. But then, oisa uporeya, he does work later, and he pays back the malva who lent him money. But how is he entitled to take that extra money every week and pay back the malva? That extra money belongs to Hegdish. Isn't the Hegdish chal on it? That's what the Gemara asks. Freg the Gemara. Also, pareya, that's like a quotation from the Christ, like a caption. Also, pareya, does that make sense? Kama, kama, kodesh lay. Any work that he does, the money becomes Hegdish right away. That's what the Odon owns the Yevu with respect to Maisiyoda. The Odon said he's Magdish Yevu with respect to the Maisiyoda. So he can do it for the basic amount that he needs for meals, because Rav apparently holds in a Rav Yochel Amar say mi vein zedach. But above that he wants to have fleshings every night. So then the Hegdish is chal. So how can he say later on, when he earns a little money, he pays back to the Malvim, how can he pay back that money to the Malvim? That money is all Hegdish. So the Gemara answers, but pachas, mishav pruta. Whenever he'll earn less than the Shavaputa, the Hegdish will not be chal, and then he'll give that money to the Malva to pay up the amount of money that he borrowed from before. Since one is Hegdish, Hegdish is not chal on a pochas Mishavaputa. Why not? That's a din. Hegdish is not chal on a Shavaputa. Why? You can't have ownership. You can't have ownership on a pochas Mishavaputa. It's not true. Rav Soloveitchik used to quote the Gemara says in Perek HaZohar, the Gemara has all the dinim of Kinyan Chalit and Kinyan Suda. The Gemara says, Kodim Bekli, Afo Pishen, Bo Shavuputa. I give you a handkerchief. Handkerchief probably costs more than a penny. Let's say I give you a ballpoint pen. I give you some clay. I give you a pair of glass. I give you a garble, whatever. I give you a Kli, Chalitin, Shazbin, Mishallah Fish Nalo, Ben Asan L'Riye. One gives a nal to the other. How do you translate a nal? We would usually translate a shoe. No. Gotta give a shoe to the other guy. Khrushchev took off his shoe in the United Nations, banged on the table. Was gonna give a shoe. So the Targum on that pasuk says now means a glove. Interesting. He translates now means a glove. Shalafish Nalo. The meaning was also the fun of Israel. The meaning always was that you give a handkerchief or you give a glove to the other guy. And that constitutes a kinyan chalit. Why did the Targum say that it means a glove? Maybe it means a shoe. Pasha Pshat, the shoe is going to be dirty. You walk on the floor. Some of the handkerchief is more reasonable. There used to be a professor, Louis Ginsberg, at the Jewish Theological Seminary. They cracked him up to be a groin. He learned in Tells the yeshiva in Europe. He has on the first page of all his form in Hebrew. He writes as Yichus, Lady Ginsberg, Dor Shmini Lahagro, 10th generation, 8th generation after the Vilna Gaon. Big Yichus. He used to sit along the Gilei Rosh. He wouldn't wear a yarmulke. He learned in Telzer in Europe, but in America he wasn't a Telzer. The Telzer used to be very proud of him. They know I learned so much, big bucky and everything, but he didn't follow the traditions of Telz. He was at the Jewish Theological Seminary. He was a character. So he put out a few volumes, Legends of the Jews. It's fantastic. I think it was originally written in German. then they translate it in English. Very good. He has every medrash in creation that he was aware of. He already died a long time ago. Quotes, he starts from Bereshis till, I think, the end of Tanakh. He quotes all the medrashim, and then he has four volumes. Then he has three volumes of commentary on the four volumes. That's in tiny letters. And commentaries are very valuable. He explains why the Medrash said this, and how does it compare with this Gemara. That Gemara has Pilpulim and all the Midrashim. It's called Legends of the Jews. So he writes in his book, he thinks that the Targum said that it's a glove instead of saying that it's a shoe, that no one should think that it has anything to do with Chalitza. Because Chalitza is only the brother of the mace, and here he wasn't the brother of the mace. He was a relative, but he wasn't a brother. The Rabban Chumash says that it has something to do with Chalitza. So Louis Ginsberg says maybe that's why the Targum translated now means a glove. I would think now means a glove. You're going to give the guy a dirty shoe. It's all dirty on the bottom. It's not Derech Eretz. Give him a glove. Makes more sense. Anyway, that's his suggestion. You shouldn't think that it has something to do with Chalitza. So the Gemara says, Kone v'kli, af b'shem bo shavu pruta. You can make a kenya chalipin. You have to be makna the kli, the glove, or the shoe, or the handkerchief, or the garpu, or the ballpoint pen, or the pair of glasses, whatever you give to the other person. You can kone with a kli, even if the kli is worth less than the shavu pruta. Now, Soloveitchik said, if there would have been such a din, he says there isn't. If there would have been a din that there's no ownership, there's no bailus on less than the shavu pruta, so how is it good for kenya chalipin? Can you chalip and I have to take a handkerchief that belongs to me and be maknet to you? So if you can't have ownership on less than the shavu puto, so it doesn't get off the ground. So he said there is ownership on less than the shavu puto. There's a Rashi in Sukkah, there's a Machlokes Hatanoim in Maseches Sukkah. The first day of Sukkah is by us, the first 2 days of Sukkah in Chutz Lortz, you have to have Shalachem on the Dalad Minim. The Dalad Minim have to belong to you. The rest of the days of Sukkah, you can borrow someone else and you don't need Shalachem. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim, Reb Blazer and the Chacham, what about the sukkah? Does the sukkah require shalachem or not? So one Tana says, you only yotze if it's shalachem. If it's not shalachem, you're not yotze. Ein olam yotze dechabasa besukos v'shalachaver. If I eat someone else's sukkah, I'm not yotze because you need shalachem. The other Tana disagrees, the Chachamim disagree with Reb Blazer and say it's wrong. Because it's a pasuk, so the Chachamim and the Reb Blazer disagree. They learn after the pasuk Ruim Kol Yisrael Leishu B'Sukkah Achas. Theoretically, it's possible that all the Jewish people will be yotze with one sukkah. Basukas Teshu Kol Ezech B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkahs. We are Sukkah Achas. All the Kol Yisrael should fit in. So Rashi says, all the Kol Yisrael, there are millions of Jews. It won't be magia lechol echad v'yechad l'shavu pruta. So it's not shalachem. Why is it not shalachem? Something on the less than l'shavu pruta, you can't have ownership on. It's not true. So the Pasha Pshat, nah, it doesn't mean like that. Just like, let's say, if you steal, if you're mazik less than l'shavu pruta, so you don't pay. If you're choyvo b'chaver, pochel p'shavu pruta, you don't pay. Whenever the Torah imposes a chiv, the Torah imposes if it's a shavu puta more. Less than a shavu puta, the Torah doesn't impose. If you yourself borrow, as I go to the store, they sell five pieces of candy for a penny. I buy one piece of candy. I'm chiv to give you a fifth of a penny. How am I going to pay you? We'll have to break our head to figure out. We don't have any coin that's so low in value to pay. So you have to figure out how you're going to pay. But whenever you have ischayvus midas, either I borrow money or I purchase something, so the meha mekach or a halvo is a ischayvus midas. Ischayvus midas you can have on a pochus m'shavu puta, but whenever it's a chiv moment that the Torah imposes, what we call the milvah ksiva b'Torah, Torah never imposes a chiv on less than the shavu puta. Shavu puta is a shir that sometimes is relevant. So that's what Rashi meant to say. In order to be called shalachem, not that if it's less than the shavu puta, you can't have ownership. Can have ownership on less than a shaputa. Just like sometimes the Torah says, Torah imposes a chiyav chayvul, mazik, goizel, and so on. The Torah only imposes a chiyav on a shaputa and above. So too, in order to be called shalachem, to be yitzay mitzvah, has to be worth a shaputa. That's what the Menchaz Chinuch has, Akasha. He says, arabis, you can buy 10 arabis, you can buy 30 arabis for a penny. Arabis are very inexpensive. So the arovas are not shavuputa. So how is it good the first 2 days? You need shalachem. How is it good? So in America, they wanted to they're concerned about the Menchas Chinas Kasha. They charge you $10 for two Aravos to make sure that it's a Shavu Pruta. Holiday Shavu Pruta. The simple answer is you don't need Aravos should be Shavu Pruta. If the Lulav, the Esrog, the Hadas, and Mitta all together, if everything is worth Shavu Pruta, there's one mitzvah. As Ma'akim says, there's one big mitzvah. So as long as all four together are Shavu Pruta, the Menchas Chinas was asking as if you need the Aravos alone should be worth the Shavu Pruta. So you can get 100 Aravos for a penny. They grow all over the place. How is it Shavu Pruta? So the Pashtus is that you don't need the Aravos should be Shavu Pruta. If the Aravos with everything else is more than a Shavu Pruta, is also good. But Rashi there in Sukkah, he didn't mean to say less than the Shavu Pruta, there's no Bailus. There is Bailus. But whenever, just like you need a Shavu Pruta to impose a chiyuv on a person, they need a Shavu Pruta to be yotzei the mitzvah of Shalachem. That's the Loshan HaGemara. The Gemara learns that in that pasuk. Golazach v'yisua yeshu v'asukas v'ruyim kol yisua leisha v'sukach. All the Jewish people can fit into one sukkah. They tell, the Lubavitcher tell a story. It sounds to me a little ridiculous. Lubavitcher tell a story that when the last Rebbe's father, Rav Levi Yitzchok, wanted smicha, he was probably 18, 19 years old, he wanted to get smicha. They used to go around to different rabbanim. They gave him a p'china, they gave him smicha. If they saw, they knew Yeridei. They wanted to get smicha from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik Gof. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik didn't do like that. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik would make you spend a week in his city, and every Shabbat that would come up, and Shabbos and Kashvis and everything, Basabacholim, and Hilchos Nida, any Shabbat came up, he would ask the young candidate for smicha, what do you think? What's your opinion? He would test him on Kol Torah to see if he has common sense, to see if he knows all the dinim. So this Rav Levi Yitzchok, the father of the last Lubavitcher Rebbe, he spent the week Rav Chaim when it was Shabbos Chol Hamoed Sukkos. So the Balabatim, there were a group of Balabatim, had one big sukkah, and there were walls around the whole sukkah, but they forgot to make an Erev Echatzeres to carry from the houses to the sukkah. So the Shaila was, well, what good is it that there are walls around, it's one big Meshuv Sayachat, but you're not allowed to carry from the Batim to the Chotzer without an Erev Echatzeres. So he asked the young candidate, what do you say? So he said, it's a Gemara, Ruim Kol Yisrael Yeshu B'sukkah Achas. The whole idea of Eruv Yichatzer is to put away Pas Shleima, each one of the Shomer Shabbos, each one of the people gives a loaf of bread, a challah, and they put them all in one container. It's been tzar for everybody together. On Chol Hamoed Sukkos, on Shabbos Chol Hamoed, you don't need the Eruv Yichatzer. The Sukkah is been tzar for everybody. Kabbalistic concept. The Sukkah is been tzar for everybody. So their version of this story is, Rav Chaim said, Givaldik. I mean, how is it Givaldik? I never heard of such a thing, Givaldik. But he was upset. You have such a talent. You're so bright. Why are you wasting time learning so much Kabbalah? Why don't you apply your seichel to learn more halacha? But he accepted it. He said, they're allowed to carry without an Eruv Chatzeres. I find it hard to believe. There's no such din in Shulchan Aruch. Made up a new thing. It's all based on that one line of the Gemara. And in Kabbalah's form, they say the sukkah has been tzar of everybody together. I don't know. Maybe someone knows. Maybe there's some Lubavitcher knows where it's printed. Maybe when they print it, maybe it makes more sense. But the way they say it over, it's missing a lot. Anyway, so what's over here? So the Gemara says, Kama Kama Kodesh Lei. Whatever the Eved will learn becomes Hekdesh because the Odom was Magdesh. The Odom is feeding him. The Odom gives him enough money to buy pizza every night. And he doesn't want pizza, he wants steak and french fries. He wants a fancy, elaborate meal. So Nichol Ele Hegdish, so he should borrow money. If he's just going to earn a lot of money and take off the first amount in order to buy fleshig meals instead of the pizza for supper, so everything will be Hegdish. So let him borrow money from someone else. And that the Odom was not Magdish, the money that he's going to borrow. The Odom is Magdish, Yodayim, Yoseim. The money that the Eved Kanani earns by doing, he's a lawyer, whatever, doctor, a lawyer, engineer, whatever he does for a living. So the Odom has the ability to be Magdish, the Eved, the Maisa Yodov, okay, that's like Dekla Paris. So he can't be Magdish the money that he borrows from someone else. That's Dovish Lebal Yodom. He can't be Magdish it. But then, how's the Eved going to pay back the money to the Malveh? So the Gemara says, also pare. The knaini is going to work. He's going to the money that he earns is going to give to the malva. So the Gemara says, kama kama kodesh, the money that he earns becomes hekdesh because the odin had the right to be magdushit because his malal lomazonis is giving him pizza for supper. So the Gemara says, pachas pachas b'shabu pruta. So what does it help pachas pachas b'shabu pruta? Rashi writes, if there's a din, the lachaya hekdesh ha pachas b'shabu pruta. It's a din, hekdesh is not chala less than the shabu pruta. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Where is this? The ninth line from the top, the tenth line from the top. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The ninth line from the top. The lachaya hekdesh. Apochim Shabbat. The Taisa is against the Mishnah and Hazov. The last Mishnah, I think, the Perez of Chomish Pruta saying there are five dinim that depend on a Pruta. I remember Dr. Belkin used to have an expression, it's not worth five pennies. That's the Loshan on Mishnah. Chomish Prutas. Chomish, there are five dinim that depend on a Shabbat Pruta. So Pidyan Maisusheni has to be a minimum of a Shabbat Pruta. Pidyan Hegdish, Kiddush Isha, Karkas Niknas Bekesef. Five dinim that depend on a minimum of parashat pruta. And David says, Tay says, why doesn't it say six pruta saying? And it should say, but Rashi, hekdesh chal parashat pruta. So there ain't no such din. It does things that there is no such Allah. So what does it mean over here? Pachas pachas, he'll earn less than the shavu pruta, and he'll pay that back to the malva because the hekdesh wasn't chal. Why is hekdesh not chal? And for Tay says, the last two lines in the Tay says, pachas. The oimari, the ocha, in the time of shame, bedaitu shalom magdish. The Odin is Magdish. There is no din. A Hegdish can't be Chal on less than the Shabbat Pruta. A Hegdish can't be Chal. If you say a Magdish, but over here, the Odin meant to give a major donation to Hegdish. He only had in mind the Eved should be Kodesh Lamaisa Yodav, Dekal Paris. He only had in mind from the Shabbat Pruta and above. It's an that he didn't have in mind less. So when the Eved only earns less than the Shabbat Pruta, let him give it right away to pay up the Halvoah from the Malvin. Ah, strange Gemara. Such an okim tepshat, he's going to earn pachas pachas b'shabu pruta. Okay. So then the Gemara says, hachanam and mistabra, this has to be the correct pshat in the memory that we quoted from Rav and Amud Aleph. First the Gemara thought, the second line from the bottom of Amud Aleph, shema mele yochla ma'asai mi b'enizan. Then the Gemara says, no, hachanam askin, they rejected it. The Gemara says, hachanam and mistabra, the second pshat. The first pshat is wrong, because Rav made another statement, and the two seem to contradict each other. So the only way to resolve the apparent contradiction is by explaining that Rav holds in a Rav Yochalai Maasei Mibein Izoch. So that's what the Gemara says. Chanami Mistabit, the second shot is correct, and the first suggestion that we had on the bottom of Amar Alab, that Rav holds Yochalai Mar, is wrong. Because the Amar Rav has another statement, a Magdish Dei Abdoi, Oysa Ebed, Oysa V'Yochal, let him earn money, and the first amount of money that he earns belongs to him, and he can buy his sandwiches, he can buy his meal with it, basic meal. The Rab explains, why is that so? Why can the Eved siphon off the first amount of money that he needs every week? He's going to earn $100,000 every week, $200,000 every week, with a fortune of money every week. But the first $50 that you need for basic food, no fancy steaks, that doesn't belong to the Odin. So he says, the basic amount that he needs to buy pizza every day belongs to him, and he has it's not the hegdish of the odin is not chal. Why? The loy avda, if you're not going to let the eved use the money that he earns, man palachle, who's going to raise money for the eved? How is he going to live? So the Gemara says, yam b'shleim ha'ach b'mala b'einu yochu. If you say the first brice is talking about malal amazonas, but the din is v'ena yochol, ena rab yochol amasai mi v'ena zaynach, and the second brice is talking about a case, but ena malde, the odin is not giving him. So Shapir, we understand the second brice, not the second brice, the second statement, the second member of Rav. The brice was from the Tanaim. Rav was the first generation of Amaron. So he says, Rav said the first amount of money the Eved earns every week, he has a right to keep it and buy the basic foods. So the second member of Rav is Be'ena Malah. So Shapir makes sense. Eli Yamrit, but if you're going to tell me, Hach B'She'ena Malah, the first member of Rav is Ena Malah, the Yochol, the way we originally suggested on the bottom of Amar Aleph, And the Rav meant to say, Yecholam asay mimen izaynach. So what is the argument in the second member of Rav? Diloy avda. If you don't say the Eved has a right to use the money that he earned, who's going to, man palakle, who's going to raise money for the Eved? What is that my concern? Man the boy, nifilche, whoever wants will help out the Eved. The Odin is not b'chuyiv. If you say, Yecholam asay mimen izaynach, Alav shmamino, you see that that's the correct pshat in Rav. And Yochol shmamino, you see the Rav holds any Yecholam asay mimen izaynach. That's where Rav holds. So then the Gemara says, Toshma, Rashi said, Toshma, that there's an Amara who disagrees with Rav. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Toshma, the Amara Rabbi Yochanan, Akate Yarav Deshol Chaveiroi, Am Chayvel Bechaveiri. So you have to pay Nesek, Chai, Ripu, Shevis, and Bush. What if I'm Chayvel Bechaveiri, Knaini, Shol Chaveiri? So everything goes to the Odom. What do you mean everything goes? Ripu goes to the Odom. The Odom can put it in the bank? No, Ripu, you give him the money, he has to use it to be merapi the Eved. So this doesn't make any sense over here. The Shevis and the Ripi go to the Odin. How can the Ripi go to the Odin? It doesn't make sense. The Shevis goes to the Odin. The Shevis is like this. I harmed someone, b'mezid b'shek, it doesn't make a difference. And now, he's no longer, let's say he used to be a taxi cab driver. And he made so much money every year. Now, because he doesn't have the use of his hands, I cut off one hand, cut off a leg, he can't be a taxi cab driver. I mean, what can he do? He can be a guard. He can be a guard downstairs. They let you in, don't let you in. He can make a living, but he's not going to make as much as a taxi cab driver is. So after pay Nezek, how much was he worth? Kam hushav olimker. How much would he be worth to sell as an Eved Kenayni? With the arm and the foot, and how much is he worth not to sell the Nebuchadnezzar without the arm and the foot? But now that he's missing the arm and the foot, he can only be a guard in the front of a building, but now he's sick this week, so now I have to pay Shevis. Now he can't even earn like a guard. Hashem v'kishuit, Hashem v'kishuit, a guard in a field, in a farm, to make sure Ganovim don't take anything, to make sure that the people don't come into the building who don't belong in the building. Fine. But he's not going to make so much money. So the Gemara said, the Shevis, we understand, goes to the Odin, because the Odin is entitled to Maisi Adayim of the Eved. So now the Eved, the Nezek goes to the Odin. Eved used to be worth much more, now he's worth less. Before he was able to be a taxi cab driver, now he can all be a Shamik Yeshuin. So I have to pay the Odin, the Nezek. Then I have to pay the and now the first week after I harmed him, now I can't even be a guard, I can't even be a Shamik Yeshuin. So that goes to the Odin also, because the Odin is entitled to Maisi Adayim. So the Gemara says, Bishleim, where's the Gemara? Amamar, a few lines later, Amamar, the line begins with the last two words in the line are Amamar. They're quoting that Bryce. Oh, it's not a Bryce, it's Rabbi Yechanan's Memra. Rabbi Yechanan's Memra. The Gemara has this often. The Gemara quotes a Memra or a Brisa, and then the Gemara says, let's go back and explain the details. Sometimes they'll say Gufo, and sometimes they'll say Omar Mar. So that's a big discussion in the 1700s. The Jews started writing encyclopedias. So you have the Yad Malachi is an encyclopedia, everything alphabetically arranged. And the Chidor wrote quite a few encyclopedias. So they used to correspond with Yishad Yad Malachi, but the Chidor used to correspond. So the whole discussion, when will the Gemara say Amar Mar, when the Gemara say Gufa? So Rashi, I think, writes in one place, Amar Mar is more respectful. The master said, so whenever the one before that we're quoting is a Braisa, then we'll say with more respect Amar Mar. Whenever it's a member of an Amara, so we'll say Gufa. So this Gemara is Rabbi Yechanan, and it says Amar Mar. So this is an exception to the rule. And the other Acharonim say they think the rule is the opposite. There's so many exceptions to the rule. So it's as if there is no rule. The others say just the reverse. Whenever it says Amar Mar, it's referring back to an Amora. Whenever it says Gufa, it's referring to a Tana. I said a lot of times not, so that's an exception to the rule. You have to count it up. It's probably 50-50. There is no rule. It's a question. Why come sometimes Amar, sometimes Guf? Okay. So what did he say? The Memra of Rabbi Yechim, what did he say? Shevis and the Ripi go to the Odin. So the Shevis, we understand, Because the Adon owns the Yevet Kenayni with respect to Maisa Yodav. So the Shevis, that the Nezek, that he'll for the rest of his life, he won't be able to drive a kid anymore because he doesn't have the use of his arm or the use of the leg. So that the Nezek goes to the Adon. And then this week he's incapacitated. He can't be a Shami Kishun, so the Shevis goes to the Adon. But Refua goes to the Adon. Why does the Refua go to the Adon? If who has to go to heal the Yevet? That's what the Gemara asks. Where was it again? Omamar, the line ends with the words Omamar. The next line begins. Then she shifts and falls to the Rabbi. Shift the Pshita, we understand why Shevis goes to the Yodan. That's obvious. So why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say that? Answer, for us, it's Pichalai. The Chiddush is not Shevis, that's elementary, that's simple, that's obvious. Refuah goes to the Yodan. Most of the Taka doesn't make any sense. Refuah said the Dehi. The Reaper should go to the Eved that he should heal himself. What do you mean? The Yodan is going to take the Reaper, put it in a bank, and let the Eved bleed to death, and let him drop dead. That's ridiculous. You only pay, let's say, you harmed me, and you have to pay me Reaper. I don't want to heal myself. Let's say you crashed into my car. So the insurance company says how much you have to pay me. Then I throw out the whole car anyway. So why do you have to pay me? No, I have a right. I'm entitled to get paid for the damage that you did. Even if I'm going to throw out the jalopy later on, I don't want it. I'm not going to fix it up. You don't have to pay me that amount. But Ripui, the Gemara says you can't do that. You owe me Ripui, I'm going to take the money. I'm going to suffer. I won't go to the doctor. I won't have him heal me, and I'll suffer for the rest of the life because I'm so crazy about money. I'll take the Ripui money, put it in the bank in order to get interest. So you're not going to give Ripui if the guy's not going to use it. For over here, the Adon gets the Ripui. That doesn't make sense. Before us, the day that should go to the Eved Kenayni. The boy Yitzui Bey has to heal himself. Asya is a medication, a doctor. The boy Yitzui has to heal. Elkanimare and Nar Abiecha means in this special case, funny case. Letzvicha, the case is like this. Damdu Elachamisha Yaymei. He needs 5 days of medical treatment, 5 consecutive days. And if they would have used the recommended medication, it would have been taken 5 days, it would have cost so much. But instead of doing the recommended medication, they used a very sharp medication, the itzi bitposium, and he got better in 3 days. So they have money left over. The guy, the other mamazik, the chavo b'chaver, the one who harmed him, the one who harmed the other ones, the kleini, is mukhiv to pay for the standard medication. Standard medication is not so sharp, mild. It doesn't burn, it doesn't hurt. That's the standard medication that they always recommend. It would have taken 5 days, but somehow by mistake, after they got the money, they healed him in 3 days and he suffered. The mother tamer, one might have mistakenly thought, sorry, the day who, because he suffered, that they gave him the wrong medication, he got better in 3 days instead of 5 days. So I might have thought that the pain that the Eved Kenayni had to suffer, he's entitled to take that money for himself. So Kamash Malan is not entitled to it. That extra money goes to the Adam. Taka is a Chiddush. Extra money goes to the Adam. So that's on Shifto Ur. That's what Rabbi Yechon said. Akter Yad Eved Shal Chavera, Eved Kenayni. That's on Shifto for also the Rabbi. What else did he say? But also, however, Nizan Min Hatzdokeh. The Eved is not earning any money that week, that he doesn't have a job at all. He's sick at home. So I said, well, so Eved, Nizam and Atok, the Odin is not mechuyev to give him food. He's not earning any money that day. The Odin is not mechuyev to give him anything. It's mutal on the Jewish community. The JCC has to give him. So the Odin is mechuyev to chip in. The wealthy people give more, the poor people give less to the JCC. But he's not mechuyev more than anybody else. Also, Eved Nizim and Atzdok. As the Gemara says, Shmamino, you see, Rabbi Yochanan, Yochel Rabbi Lamel Eved, Seimi Veini Zoynach. You see that the Odon takes the Shevis, and he doesn't have to give anything to the Eved, and the Eved is only, and the Eved is only living off of charity. So the Gemara asks, Shmamino, can you tell from Rabbi Yochanan, Yochel Rabbi Lamel Eved? The Gemara says, not necessarily. They reject it. Maybe, perhaps, maybe the case is that the Ordon is giving him his zaynus. So what does he say? What do you mean, nizam min atzdokah? Frag the Gemara, yochi, what is he being nizam min atzdokah for? He doesn't want to just live off of pizza, milchiks. He wants to have a steak once in a while. Correct the Gemara, but then Rabbi Yechon's statement doesn't read straight. It says, we also have a nizon minatzok. The basic amount of money that you need to eat milchiks three times a day, or two times, whatever the minigam did, to eat two, three meals a day, that's called mizonis. Whatever you want to eat past that, that's already called hadafe, is not called mizonis, that's called misparnis. That's parnasa. Mizonis means the basic amount that you need to buy basic food. And parnasa means a little more than that. So the Gemara is captured. Yochi, why did Rabbi Yechon say also that nizam in hastok should have said mispanim in hastok and boile? La shmamino, that the original pshat that we said is correct. Yochi la vlamer, say nivay nizay. La shmamino, you see, the Rabbi Yechon disagrees with Rav. You have to put together the two statements of Rav to understand what Rav said. Ein Rav Yochi la vlamer, say nivay nizay. That the schus of the yod and the maisidaim of the eved only begins after the basic amount is siphoned off the top and that goes to the eved for food and clothing, for the basic stuff. And Rabbi Yechon disagrees. He has not right even to siphon off the basic amount. Everything goes to the rav, and the eved will be nizam in atzdaka from charity. So it's a machlek, it's Rabbi Yechon. Yeah, how do you pass Rabbi Yechon? Rabbi Yechon. Usually we pass like Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon, Alachik Rabbi Yechon. So that's why they have the letter base over here. I can tell you, Rabbi Shulchan Veirayim. But I think on the other Gemara they have it on. You have to look up on the other Gemara to the. You have any tziyunim out of Paschim? Do we pass? Usually, Rabbi Yechon, Alachik Rabbi Yechon. Do we pass like Rabbi Yechon? Did Yochanan say me vein zeinach? Should look it up. Lincoln freed the slaves, so it's not relevant anymore. But Kaidim, before Civil War, when they're still slaves, in other countries there are slaves. So the Shaila is, what's the din? They really pass like, it's a miserable thing to do. It's not a nice thing to do. But it's a Shaila, mach leg zara rabbi yechon, what the yochel oima say, me vein izay nechana. Fine. So now the Gemara goes back to the topic in the Mishnah. There is a machlekes hatanoim. Where's the Mishnah? Yir Aleph on the base. There's a principle of zochel adam shlo b'fono. If I want to give a gift to someone who's not here, so I give you the gift, you pick it up on behalf of the Pliny. When they notify Pliny, so what is his instinctive reaction? So if his instinctive reaction is that he doesn't want it, then he breaks up the old zochel. Higdili chadam limchas. If you're megayer, get cotton. When he grows older and he realizes he becomes bar mitzvah and he realizes that he did him a favor, you convert him, so he can always say, no thank you, I don't want the favor. Or you accepted a gift on behalf of the other party. So if he says his instinctive reaction, right away he says, I don't want it, so he breaks it up. If mitchila, he says, okay, I thank you. And then the next day he changes his mind, he doesn't want it, then it already belongs to him. If he wants to get rid of it, he has to be machkered, or he has to give it to someone else. He can't just say, once he said he accepts it, the gift, he can't just back out. Fine, so that's the Mishnah. Zoch lo adem shlo b'fonim, mechav lo adem ela b'fonim. So there was a machlokes in the Mishnah. If you mekabel a get for a married woman, we assume that we don't have the right to assume that she's probably going to be happy. And the fact that we'll acquire all the options for the woman. If she wants to get, she'll be able to say, good, I want to get. If she doesn't want to say, I don't want it. So he said, you see from the Mishnah that that's not acceptable. Has to be, it looks from the perspective of the present, that is l'teivosa. So then the din sets in, that the person on whose behalf we are mekabala matona, mekabala get, has the option to turn it down or to accept it. But it has to look from the perspective of the present, that it's l'teivosa. So Rav Meir disagrees with the Chachamim regarding get shichur. Rav Kahn says get shichur is a chayva. Chachamim say no, it's a schus. If the Eved doesn't want, he has a right to be meichet. But basically, it seems like a schus. Ad kadei kach that the Rashbo even suggests that maybe it's a schus gomer, and maybe in a schus gomer you don't apply the din of ikdi liyuchadim limchas. Maybe if you were zeche shtar shichur on behalf of the Eved Kenaini. Maybe even when he finds out, he says he doesn't want it. Maybe it's still, a get shichur can be chal bal korcha, like a get isha. We learn lola me isha. So just like the get isha can be given to the isha bal korcha, the Shtar Shechir can be given to the Abaknani Bar Koch. So that's what the Rashba suggests. Maybe since the Shtar Shechir can normally be given to the Abaknani Bar Koch, and so maybe even if he's not here, if someone else is Zech on his behalf, and later on he says, I don't want it, maybe that doesn't help. That's like giving Bar Koch. It is a schus, and you have a right to give Bar Koch, so he becomes Meshuchah anyway. That was the Rashba disagreeing. He writes, Luli the Mistafin, if he weren't afraid to disagree with the Rambam and the Rif, he would have suggested such a taspa. And the Mechaber quotes in the Hilchas Avodim. The third Chelik here there, they have Hilchas Geirus and Hilchas Avodim. They have Hilchas Ebed Knaini, they don't have Hilchas Ebed Ibri. Ebed Ibri is only Noig Bizman Shal Yodol Noig. That's not Noig Bizman Azeh. Shemitah B'Yoyvel also, like a Chikapeh also, Bizman Shal Yodol Noig, you don't have all of those, but you have Midirabban. You have Shemitah Midirabban. So the Shulchan Aruch has the dinim of Shemitah, but he doesn't have any dinim about Ebed Ibri. But Ebed Knaini, the Jews always had it. Till Lincoln freed the slaves. They used to have Ebed Knaini in America. So now the Gemara is going back to that topic. The Machlokes of Meir and Achachamim in the Mishnah. So the Tana, Rabbi Elazar, was a contemporary of Rabbi Meir. Not to be confused with Rabbi Eliezer. It's a different person. Ablozer is Ablozer ben Aruch. There was Ablozer ben Azariah, a different Tana. But Ablozer is Tamar Ablozer ben Aruch. Rabbi Eliezer is Tamar. Rabbi Eliezer is Ablozer ben Hurkins. Ablozer Agol. So the Gemara quotes Omar Rabbi Elazar, the Tana, Omar Nolo, the Meir, he calls my first name. They were classmates. They were buddies. He doesn't call him Reb Meir. He calls him by his first name. Omar Nolo, the Meir, we argued with Reb Meir. Meir said that it's a Choyv Hulu Ebed. You're not convinced that it's L'Toyvos of the Ebed. He may not want to go free. A lot of the countries in the Middle East where they wanted to have democracy, so it failed. You can't just force democracy on the people. The people are so not used to it. They don't know how to deal with it. So the same thing, Shichei Ebed Knaini. Ebed Knaini is such a tradition. His mother was a Rabbi Shivcha Knaini. His grandmother, his great-grandmother. They know how to function in the context of Abdus. They don't know how to function in Abnei Chor. So that's what... So Rabbi Meir is not convinced that Shichur is L'Toyvosa, so he can't say Zochen. And Rav Loza says, we disagreed with Rav Meir. Amar Nolo Lemeir, we disagreed. V'alo Eschus Olevet, Shiretzi Mitachas Rabbe Lechev, so this Eschus, Amalonus, Rav Meir, argue with us, Chov Hulo. Why is it a Chov? You're not doing it with Teiber. Shemhoye Evet Koyin, Post Lemin HaTruma. Until now he was allowed to eat Truma, and now Mikam Yel, can't eat Truma. Amar Nolo, so we argued with Rav Meir, and he said, Hello, Ma'am Yotza, what do you say? It's a disservice to the Evet, that until now he was able to eat truma, and from now on he can't eat truma. So Amar Nolo, but this chus outweighs the choyva. Hello, Ma'am Yotzu Shalol Azun Shalol. The furnace of the Odin doesn't want to give him any food at all. Rashoi, the Odin has the right to say. It sounds like a say nivi and he's einach. That's what it sounds like. He could be mean to the Ebed Knaini, and now you free him. So doesn't the schus outweigh the chayv? Ma'am yitzu shalol azun shalom lefarnes. Rashoi, so the schus outweighs the chayv, that the Ebed can't eat truma. Amalonu, so Rav Meir argued back, and he said, no, we're not so convinced. Ma'ilu Ebed kon shebarach v'eshet kon shemorda abayla ma'alo ochlem betruma. The Ebed kon, as long as he still belongs to the Kohen, can eat Truma. Even if he runs away, he can go anywhere. He'll say, I'm a Rebbe Kohen, I'm entitled to Truma, so I'll give him Truma. Same thing, a woman. It's not a schus for a woman to get divorced, because if she's married to a Kohen, she's allowed to eat Truma, even if she's not home, even if she's not living with the husband. She ran away from the husband. She ran away. Shemardal Baila, Maredis. Maredis, she ran away from the husband. She's not living with anybody else, but she's not in the house with her husband. So it's so you're doing her a disservice by being accepting a get on her behalf. So that's what Rav Meir argues. Amalon, Rav Meir argues. An Eved Kohen should barach, an Eshes Kohen should mardah, by lahalo, ochlem b'truma. They can both continue to truma. Zeh, if you want to be mekabel the get, or the shtashich on behalf of the Ish, on behalf of the Eved Knaini, ain't oichel b'truma. So that's a chayva. So Rav Meir argues, Amalonu, Rav Meir is arguing that it's a chayva. So the Chachamim disagreed. The next line, Avol, Rashi said, this is the Chachamim speaking. Avol, Rashi says, Rabbona kamri lo. So it doesn't read well. Because the line before is Rav Meir. Omalona ma'ilu evit kain. That's Rav Meir speaking. So now Avol is not Rav Meir said a contrast. Avol is the Rabbonim are responding to Rav Meir's argument. He's saying, Avol, it's true. He shall chayvu lo. Half of what you said is true. That to accept the get on behalf of a married woman is a chavish kain paslim and atchum and mafsidim and amazonis. But by the Eved, the Rabbanu don't agree. Rav Meir said it both by Eved and by Yisho. So the Chacham said, what you said by Yisho, we agree. Said by the Eved, we don't agree. So Gemara says, it's very unclear, the whole Braisa. What did they say? What did he say? What's going back and forth? Gemara explains what's going on. Rav Meir argued like this. Heishavtuni al hamezainis. You tell me, that the fact that the Odom is not mechuyev to give elaborate meals to the Eved, Heishaptuni al hamizainis, that the Odom can give him next to nothing to eat. So now he's a free man, he's going to be able to eat normal meals. So you're right on that account. And in the one sense, it is a schus, but on the other hand, matashivuna ala truma. What are you going to explain? But you're cheating the Eved now of a mitzvah. If he was an Eved kain of a coin, it was allowed to eat truma. Now he can't eat any truma. Cheating from a mitzvah, so maybe that outweighs the schus. You have to figure out which one is stronger, the schus or the chayvah. V'chitemru, I'll argue that doesn't count as a chayv, that you can be mafsid the Eved kain eat truma. That doesn't count as a chayv because he had the ability to be mafsid truma anyway, even without a shtar shichrur. Chitemi boizark legite pasalei. He'll argue the Odin could have been mafsid the Eved anyway from eating truma. He could have given a get bal korch in person. Gemara says not necessarily. The Odin cannot always do that. Gemara says shavag legbarik vazaliyam. The Eved will leave the Odin and run away, and then hide out somewhere. So the whenever Ben Kovako, let's say the Gemara Bava Metzia has a discussion in the first parak. Okay, so it's quoted in here. There's a Davish Al Hefka in the street. So I don't need it. I'm a multimillionaire. I have everything. I have more than I need. I don't need anything. I'm not lacking anything. So I pick up the Davish Al Hefka on behalf of someone else. So Gemara says that Zochel Liyadim Shleibifon, but it's Chav Lachrini. Because I'm not taking it for myself. I'm taking it for a different person. But now I'm preventing other people. Other people are here closer. I'm preventing the other people from having a chance at grabbing at it for themselves. So the Gemara says, that's not considered chav lachreini bigadi. Boy, zocher l'nafshei, zocher nami l'chamrei. I could have been mafsid all the other people anyway by my grabbing this davar shel hefka for myself. So therefore, even though I'm grabbing it for a different person, and now the other people, chav lachrini, since I could have done that chav lachrini even without doing this zoch, I could have grabbed it for myself. That would have been chav lachrini. So that's not called chav lachrini. So that's the Gemara over here saying the same thing. Rav Meir said he's not so convinced that accepting a get shichur for the Eved Kenayani is l'tayvosei, because now the Eved Kenayani is going to be missing out on the mitzvah. Until now, he was an Abaknani Shalkain, he was eating Truma. Now, Nabach, he's going to be cheating, he's going to be losing out on the mitzvah of Achilas Truma. So the Gemara says, but the Odin had the ability to be mafsid him anyway. Could have given a get shichah to the Abed Bal Korcha, just like he came in the Gavish and Isha Bal Korcha. There's a Chemde Rabbein Agesh, you're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, it's Chal. So just like he came in the Gavish and Isha Bal Korcha, he can give a shichah to the Abed Nani Bal Korcha. So since the Odin could have been mafsid the Eved Kenayani, the ability to eat truma anyway, by giving the get shichur to the Eved directly, the chita imru, this Gemara has a second line from the bottom of Yud Beis and Beis, the chita imru, I'll argue the point. He could have given the get bal korcha to the Eved, so therefore the fact that he gives the shichur to the to the zoche, zoche l'abshayfon, it's not called a chayva, because he could have brought about that chayva without this act of shchiyah. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. The Eved could have run away, and you wouldn't. It's not the order of the Adam to give the get bal korch of the Eved if he's not here. So the Gemara says, v'chitemi, say boy zark legita posalei. The Adam had the Adam had the ability to be meshach the Eved bal korch when the Eved was near him. So that's for when he was meshach the Eved by giving his tashich to someone else. That's not called a chayva. Because he could have done that chayva anyway. So the Gemara says, not true. The Eved could have run away. So that's what Rav Meir argues. And he repeats his argument. My Eved kon shebach, v'esh kon shemar d'apan l'ochlam b'tshuma. V'zein ochlam b'tshuma. So Rav Meir says, you mafsed them the mitzvah. So that's why he's not so convinced that it's a schus. The schus has a chayva. And whenever you have schus and a chayva, which is greater? But over here, it's hard to tell. So that's where Meir thinks it's not so convincing that it's a schus, because you have a little bit of a chayva thrown in also. So that's what the Gemara asks. So shapi kamalahu. So Rav Meir argues, well, his argument is pretty strong. Why are the chachamim so convinced that shicha erikinayin is a schus? But there is a little chayva involved. So Rav says, that's what the Chachamim responded to that argument. How did the Kamahadri, Lei, Bimasnis, and the Rabbanan respond to Rav Meir's argument? And they say, no, Neshu Kinyanai. The only reason why the Eved Kanani is Echo the Trum, because he's Kinyan Kaspai of the Oden, and therefore the Boy Shokal Abizuzim Yisrael Pasalei. Kalechadi, you say, even if the Eved ran away, and he has a right to, the Eved Kain ran away, he has the right to eat truma, but the Adam has the ability to sell the Eved Kanayin, even if he owns it, he can sell him to someone, a non-Kohen, sell him to Yisrael or to a Levi for $4. The boy shekel abba zuzi, why 4 zuzi? Next to nothing. He can sell the Eved Kanayin to Yisrael, and that'll be the end of it. Upasala, he won't be able to eat truma. So the fact that he's mafsid the Eved Kanayin, the ability to truma by mishachar him, that's not considered a chayva, because they could have done that chayva even without saying zoch le'od mishle b'fon. You don't apply zochim whenever there's a chayva b'av. Either chav l'achreini or chav to the person for whom he's doing the taiva. But over here, since the Rabbanan say, since he could have done that hefsid without doing this chus, by selling the b'knayni to Yisrael, it's highly unlikely that any Yisrael is going to taste the points. Highly unlikely that any Yisrael is going to want to buy the Eved Kanani if he ran away from the master. You don't know where he is, so why should I pay? I'm not going to pay too much money. If I have an Eved Kanani who's in front of me, so I'll buy him and I'll do some work at the house. I'm going to buy an Eved Kanani who ran away from the order. So when he's going to come back? He may never come back, so I'm not going to invest so much money. But that's why they say $4. The 4 zuzim in a shekel means 1 shekel, small amount of money. So that's what the Rabbanan say. Since Rav Meir Tain is that there's a hefset for the Eved, that until the zecher the shtashuch on his behalf, he was allowed to eat truma, and it's a mitzvah to eat truma. Now you mafsid him, he won't be able to do that truma. So the Rabbanan said the fact, the ability of the Eved Kanani to eat truma, from Neshu Kinyon, because Kinyon Kaspo. And you can undo that easily. You sell him to Israel, 1, 2, 3. No one's going to want to pay too much money for him, because he's not around. He ran away. But still, someone may be willing to pay. So therefore, since the Odin could have caused that hefsid without doing the schus, then you don't say Zalchanam Shlavifon in that case. That was the argument that the Chachamim responded. Uli Rab Meir, so the Gemara asks, and what about Rab Meir? He argues, Tenach Eved, Rav Meir holds that what? That it's a chayvu lo Eved, she yotze mitachas ad rabba lecheres, because he can no longer fulfill the mitzvah of eating truma. Then the Ramam in the Pirush of Mishnayis fills in the missing line. The Gemara says, the Chachamim don't consider that a chayva, because he could have, the Odon, if he wanted to, could have been mafsed Eved Kanani, his ability to eat truma, by selling him to Israel. So that explains why it's not That explains the way that it's not called a chayvon, that it's... That's what the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah says, the ability of the B'knai Nidim, Neshu Mamono. It's not a mitzvah, it's only a heter. If it would have been a mitzvah, and your mafsa de B'knai a mitzvah, when he, every time he eats truma, he's an avid kohen. Every time he truma, says a bracha, shekidushonu b'mitzvah, shekidushonu b'kidushosu shalar, and something. Says a bracha when he eats truma, then you have a taina, it's a, your mafsa de avid. But the Rambam learns that that's what the Chachamim argued back. It's not a mitzvah, it's a rishus. And if you sell the avid to another Yisrael also, he won't be able to, he won't be allowed to eat truma. So that's not called a hefsid, that he no longer has the hefsid. It doesn't really say that in the Gemara. It doesn't really say that. Gemara seems to say a different reason. Even though he's being mafsid the eved from the mitzvah of eating truma, but you could have been mafsid him anyway in a different way. You could have sold him to a Yisrael. So the Gemara sounds like you don't consider it a chayv because you could have done it even without this chus. Like... if you pick up a davar shel hefka on behalf of someone else, I could have picked it up and kept it for myself, and I wouldn't be employing zochel adam for him. So I could have been mafsid everybody else by keeping it for myself. So therefore, even though I picked it up not intending for myself, picked a davar shel hefka on behalf of someone else, that's not called chav lachrini, because I could have been mafsid them anyway. So the Gemara, it sounds like I could have been mafsid devik naini, the mitzvah of eating truma anyway. I could have sold them to Israel. So therefore, that's not called chav lachrini. It's not called chav to the eved over here. So therefore you apply. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. But the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah didn't learn like that. He said the reason why the Chum disagree, because Neshu Kinyona, Eved Knaini eats truma, and not that it's a mitzvah. He doesn't have a mitzvah, he doesn't say a bracha. He says Bari Minim Zainus. He says Bari Piagofen when he says a birchas hanen, but he doesn't say a birchas mitzvah. It's a heva like a behemoth kind of zachelis betruma. It's not. It's not a mitzvah. It's a rishus. That's not. And the Gemara doesn't sound like that. Rama. Rama had a different twist over here. So then the Gemara asks Rabbi Meir's argument. Rabbi Meir says, "No, you mafsid the b'knaini that he can't eat truma now. What if he doesn't belong to a kohen? Well, the Rabbi Meir tenach every kohen." Rabbi Meir's argument, you have no right to be mafsid him in a mitzvah, that's only a mitzvah, and can have a shal kohen. But if Zabid Sol Ma'ika the Meima, what hefsid does he suffer? And with the Imam Neshem Afsidai, the Shivcha Knainis. Until now, he was allowed to run around with any Shivcha Knainis he wants, and now he's not allowed to. Veg Demora, Adir Rabbi, Hare Matir Bebas Chorin. Fakir, now he can get married, Chuppah Bekidusha, not Stam, a girlfriend, a Shivcha Knainis. He can marry a decent Jewish girl. So Rabbi Meir is not so convinced. He thinks many avadim avda behefker nichle. The eved is so used to it. The eved is an adult already. He says, no, he's so used to it. One night he sleeps in one shivcha and the next night with another shivcha knainis. In the days of the Tanaim, there was nechem the rabbi negoshim. You were allowed to marry more than one wife, but it is very rare. The Mishnayos have dinim. The end of the second parak in Yevam is based on the assumption that it's very rare that anyone is going to have two wives. But the Eved Knaini doesn't have any wife. One night he sleeps with one Shivcha Knainis, they all have to go to mikveh. So when one is not able to go to mikveh, the other girlfriend can go to mikveh. The other girl, every night, a different girl. The Eved Knaini is used to that style of living. Eved Knaini, that's Rav Meir's argument. Even though, Arei Matir B'Baschorin, Rav Meir responds, no, Avda B'Avkerin Nichalei. And if he has a Shivcha Knainis, a Zilele Shchichale Pritzale, he's probably happier the way it is now. He doesn't want the life that you only have one wife and she has to go to mikveh and you have to wait 2 weeks till she goes to the mikveh. Every night he has a different girlfriend now. So that's the machlokes of Meir and Chachamim. Which is it considered a schus or is it considered a chayv? We assume that it's considered a schus. That the Rashi even thought that it's a schuz gomer, that you can't even be mocha later on. Okay, we'll learn that tomorrow. We'll start from the next Mishnah. The Taisa doesn't really give... I don't think the Taisa is so significant here, but the next Gemara, there are a couple of important Taisas. Okay, we'll start the next Gemara tomorrow.